Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Bills make me want to shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout. Come on now. The Bills are making it happen now. Stand up now. Come on and shout.
Want to thank the 110 Grill for lunch today. Once again,
excellent.
Coming by with their modern American cuisine. A very trendy, casual atmosphere at the 110 Grill. 29 locations in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and New York.
Never go wrong.
Holiday gift card promotion going on right now. For every $50 gift card purchase, you get a scratch card. Prizes ranging from $5 to $10 off to a $100 gift card.
Wow.
Now through December 24th. And they also have the new location at South Bay. So make sure you check them out, 110 Grill. They had, what was that sandwich we had today?
I don't know. You say it was trendy and delightful?
Oh, what a sandwich.
It's like a Cuban panini. What do you call that thing? With the little Thousand Island, little pickle, little coleslaw on it. Reuben. It's like a Cuban Reuben.
Cuban Reuben. It was probably the Cuban Reuben.
Tasty. What'd I say about that sandwich? I said I eat a lot of sandwiches. I like sandwiches.
No, it's just the 110 Cuban. You can get that on the menu.
So it's the 110 Cuban.
It's the 110 Cuban.
I'd say get the Cuban. You know,
it's not a Cuban Reuben. So it's a Cuban.
It's a Reuben that you would enjoy in Cuba. I think you call that a Juan Epstein. That's
had a little bit of pulled pork, had
spicy,
ham,
it's spicy ham,
Swiss, yeah. Honey mustard,
tastes
fried
like a
pickles,
pressed Cuban sandwich
on this awesome bread.
Delightful.
This ciabatta bread.
Nobody liked my welcome back Cotter joke.
Yeah, because right it's outdated.
Nobody knows what you're talking
right over your head.
It's outdated and it's old.
What, a Puerto Rican Jew, Juan Epstein? This is a Cuban enjoying a Jewish delicatessen sandwich. You call it a Juan Epstein.
Why are their sandwiches so good?
Great. 110grill.com is where you go.
Bread. A lot of it's the bread.
Because they overstuff it with the meat, too. And it's like, who would eat that much meat in a sandwich? But yet, you do.
You'd never do it at home.
Back over here on the Bills. Bills, you've got something on the Buffalo Bills.
I got something
Bills.
On the Buffalo Bills.
You just played their Make You Want to Shout There song that they got, the Bills song that they...
Is this something that just
twisted.
Occurred to you, or do you have information?
Well, Peter Schrager, who is one of the hosts on Good Morning
Working
Football.
Working the sidelines for the game on NFL Network on
he's
Saturday.
He's a sideline reporter. He's on our show that we love in the morning. Good Morning Football.
I feel like he's taken some shots at you or has talked about you in the past.
Oh, no. He's
or is
not
he a fan of yours?
Shots. Fan.
Who's the guy who's taking shots at Zola?
This is him. Schrager.
He's taking Good shots at you?
Wasn't a shot.
No, who's the guy?
I'm thinking of Sessler.
Oh, that's what Mark Sessler is always taking shots at you.
He's a writer, though.
Yeah, he's a Cleveland Brown fan. Tool bag.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
All right, so Schrager.
NFL Network. Yeah.
All right, Peter Schrager, NFL Network. He's working the game this coming Saturday. All right, what's he got on this?
All week long, the players said they started practice. Sean McDermott had Styx's Renegade blasting on the speakers. Okay. So by the time these guys came out there, this was their song.
That's
every
amazing.
Week, every day at practice, they were listening to that song. So when the Steelers fans came with it, the Bills responded.
That's
Many
awesome.
Of them said it was the first time they'd ever heard the song in their lives. They listened to it all week long. They used it as motivation. And when the music dropped, Styx's Renegade, the Bills players were ready for it. So this week?
Okay, yeah.
It's the Patriots.
Come on.
McDermott, what tricks do you have up your sleeve? We know the Gillette crowd has given visiting teams fits in the fourth quarter of big games, right? The house DJ press play, and it's the outfields. I don't want to use your love.
Yeah.
Blasting there in Gillette. It cranks.
College makeup song.
It's a great song for the bar. It's a great place for those fans. You think of that song, you think of Scott Zolak up there in the press box singing it like this as he's doing the radio call. Zolak
there
and
Kraft.
There they are. So do you think Sean McDermott might be starting practices with the outfield?
Yeah.
I hope so, because you know what that means.
Jules is on
Game's over.
Far away.
It's Friday.
That's no. Hey, start of the fourth quarter.
Noon time. Get to go home.
It's really brought to you by Coors Light, world's most refreshing beer. Drink ice cold Coors Light. We're made to chill. As your football Sunday gets going with
Saturday.
Football Saturday. Oh my God.
That's the difference between that and Renegade.
Is there a song that the Patriots use repeatedly, like to get ready for a specific down or series? I don't think there is. How often do they play Renegade in Pittsburgh? Multiple times?
Every fourth quarter.
All right, so they do it once.
Doom, you hear it, boom, and the towels start going crazy. It's a pretty cool scene out there. It's nice. I don't like Renegade. I hate the song. But they get into it.
Was there a piece in that audio where the song was described as a makeout song?
I believe Kay Adams.
Did Kay Adams call that a makeout song?
Makeout song.
So she likes to make out to Renegade.
That's an intense, fast-paced makeout
Amendola.
That won't lead to any gentle missionary. It won't lead that far at all.
Hey, just college makeout song.
Okay, makeout song. That's heavy necking up at Inspiration Point.
Hey, you want a kiss in here?
Yeah.
My car.
Just necking and
going at it.
Yeah, going up to watch the submarine races. Yeah.
That's aggressive.
Heavy petting.
Oh, your hair's so...
Don't
soft.
Talk about making out. Don't touch me.
College makeout song.
Give me some
college. I think you said college makeout song.
Kiss.
That song wasn't around when she was in college, was it?
Well, she has some sort of memory from it.
The outfield?
She was making out.
Oh, no, Jim. Renegade.
They're talking about the outfield.
Yeah, they're talking about the outfield there.
Oh, wait a minute. So she was the one second face in Amendola when they were playing
it. Oh, boy.
Yes! Super Bowl! AFC title game. That's when she was dating Danny. So maybe that takes her back to making out with Amendola.
Hold on a second.
With smooching, getting her lipstick everywhere.
1985. She's 33 years old.
Doesn't mean you got to listen to first year. It could take you back to any day.
She wasn't even alive when this song came out.
She's just saying that when she was in college, she was playing it and she was making out to it.
And it's the outfields. I don't want to use your love. Yeah. Blasting there in Gillette. It cranks.
College makeup song.
Odd makeup song.
I guess her mother raised her differently.
Maybe she likes to roll her sleeves up.
Making out in college. The rest of us were there to study.
Some people just like to push their sleeves up.
Put on some good makeout music.
I think a Led Zeppelin song.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
Let's turn the moon. Brad Stevens. Head coach of the Celtics will tell us his favorite makeout songs.
What's your question?
Coming up next.
What's your question?
Hey, Brad, when you suck face, what's your favorite makeout song with your wife?
I wouldn't.
I'm not doing that.
You sure?
You want to try it?
Shut up.
Why don't you try?
Welcome in, Brad. Welcome in, Brad Stevens.
Oh, Brad Stevens. Hey, coach, how you doing? Getting ready for big game against the Bills. What are you guys getting ready for?
Well, we're playing the Mavericks tonight.
Brad Stevens is going to join us any minute now. I wanted to mention this on behalf of the Celtics. Looking for the perfect gift for that young Celtics fan in your life? How about a dynamic youth basketball experience through the Junior Celtics program? They offer a variety of single-day clinics and week-long basketball camps for children ages 5 to 14. Junior Celtics, always fun, builds skills, promotes wellness, fosters a lifelong love of the game. Registration is open for all of their 2020 camps with a $50 discount that is applied between now and February 1st. For more information on the Junior Celtics program or register for the upcoming camps and clinics, go to the website Celtics.com/JRCeltics. That's where you go for that, for kids ages 5 to 14.
That's pretty cool. I got a buddy who had a kid went there a year ago. It said it's awesome.
Sure it is. It's run by the Celtics.
Yeah.
You see that a lot with college programs.
Tatum was there.
Yeah. But you got an NBA team running a camp for kids. That's got to be pretty sweet.
That's got to be awesome.
All right. Let's welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics. It's Brad Stevens joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys.
Hey, coach.
How you doing?
Good.
accommodating for you again. Yeah, moving some things around. That's the way we are here for the head coach.
That feels like a
no. We love this.
A complaint almost. No, so
pumping up the camp and everything. Hey,
little high maintenance. I'm a little high maintenance.
No,
I apologize for that.
Do you feel like you're spinning in the injury bug at times? Where I know you've had your starting five together for a total of 5 games, and like, when are you ever going to get these starting five together for another game? Do you feel like you're getting close to that at all?
I feel further away every day.
Yeah.
It's just the way it's going. It's been a tough go about. But you always hope that these breaks lead you into more bodies available, and we just haven't been fortunate in that regard. And Smart is, hopefully going to get better soon, but that's been a bear, and maybe even worse than we all had expected early. And
so it's like a severe pink eye? Is it like a severe?
I don't know exactly what the infection is, but I know this. It's like anybody that's ever had issues with their eyes or, uncomfortable in their eyes knows that that is not a fun way to go about it. So, unfortunately, we are, I don't know when we'll be able to get him back. I'm hoping sooner rather than later, but I've been thinking that for a week. So, I don't know when that eventually will change. So, I feel bad for Marcus, though. I know how bad he wants to play, and it stinks for him, and I think the greatest sign of that is he's not in Dallas. I mean, he's from Dallas. He loves to come back and play here, and to not be able to even travel with us and come on this trip, I know is eating him up.
And now, no Gordon Hayward tonight. It was just announced by the team, sore left foot. What's going on there? When did that start up for him?
He's had a sore foot for a while early on, and then when he was out with the hand, they treated it and felt better about it. And then in the last week, he got some work done on it, got checked out on Friday, and has been dealing with it a little bit early in this week, and was really a shoot-around game-time decision. I literally got the text 1 minute before it was released. So I'm learning kind of on the fly as you are. I'll probably have more information tonight. But other guys are going to have to step up. It's part of it.
You've been dealing with some injuries. Obviously, we just talked about two of them. Because of that this year, do you feel like you've had too few games where you've had everybody there and able to sort of work on what your best combinations might be or just continue to learn things about the group?
Yeah, I think, well, of course, right? I think the biggest thing is that, we haven't played with all those guys. And when I say our best five players, Marcus, Jason, Jalen, Kemba, Gordon, those guys, we haven't had them since November 5th as a group, and Jalen missed a few games in the middle of that. So I don't know how many times we've actually played with all those guys, maybe 4 times, 5 times all year. So we have to, when we truly want to evaluate ourselves, we're going to have to do so with those guys all on board and with the minutes that they would normally play and how we would rotate and everything else. I actually think our guys have done a really good job, all things considered, holding down the fort. But in a lot of ways, you're building your depth. New guys get to play. It's a great opportunity for them, and then that can really benefit you down the road. And so I think there's always a silver lining in these things. And for us tonight, Javonte Green will probably get an opportunity, and I think Romeo Langford may get an opportunity. So you look at those guys, when Romeo got recalled from the Red Claws on Monday, he probably didn't think he would be in the top 9 or 10 today, but that's why you always got to stay prepared and be ready.
Coach, Zoe has his fingers crossed for Taco Fall. Just
shut up.
Taco Tuesday on a Wednesday. He's been talking about it. He was trying to figure out a way to ask you about it.
I got a better question on the plane.
You could just make his day, though, if you just spoke about Taco Fall for a minute. Maybe, give him some hope that he'll be able to see him on the television set.
It is. Taco and I have talked about this a lot. So, but it is so funny how many times I get asked about Taco. Taco's only been here for a few games, and this is a tough matchup for him, simply because of how much they spread the court, how fast they play. They can put, guys that are 40% 3-point shooters at the five. Those are tough. And they're the number one offense in the league, but he's here for a reason. He's here because, you know, we are going to need all these bodies. I think we have 11 guys dressed. And so, you know, in a game like that, you're one bit of foul trouble, one bit, you know, a bad run away from everybody getting an opportunity. So there's your hope.
You're okay. Okay.
That's all we need.
I hope that that was gift-wrapped enough, huh?
I don't want you to take this question the wrong way, but I want you to walk me through the process. The Patriots plane is decked out very nice. I know your plane is nice. We flew from Houston. That's a long flight. So to get Taco from Maine, you know where I'm going with this.
No.
You're not sticking him in a minivan. I mean, like,
no. Here's
how do we get him from Maine to where he's got to get down there with you and play?
Taco's probably pissed at us because the one time of the year, you know where he was, they were in Vegas getting ready for the G League showcase.
Oh.
So we pulled him out of Vegas. And so... You know, like, I walked up to him today. I said, you okay with us today? You okay with me today? But, you know, they were good. And he was walking into an escape room in Vegas when he found out with his teammates, when he found out that they were, that we were recalling him. So he had to jump on a commercial flight, which hopefully we bought a couple seats for him. But can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Being the person that's sitting next to him, be like, oh. And poor guy.
No, it's probably the person that's
and get here from Vegas.
It's probably the person sitting in front of him.
Yeah, who has this?
Don't put your seat back.
His knees are going right through that guy's back.
Imagine if that person. That would be the ultimate worst if they put the seat back on him.
Poor kid.
Oh, you know, everybody. God. Nobody likes to get the seat back in front of them. But that would be the. I mean, if somebody did that to Taco, that would be.
I'd like to see Taco sit in some of those new seats at the Garden and see how they're
have you gotten any complaints on the new seats at the Garden?
Do you guys put your seat back on the plane?
Yes, that's against the rules.
I will do it only if there's a kid sitting behind me, and I will actually stand up and look sometimes. And
if he kicks your
back, if it's like a little kid who's not going to be bothered by it, but that would be the.
Have you ever got the kick in the back or the knee in the back when you've done that?
Yeah, I usually lock out when I sit down because you can't put the seat back on me. I'm serious. My knees are right in the back of that. It's awful.
Oh. I'm with you.
I did want to ask you.
Can you imagine being Taco on a commercial flight then?
No.
Did you spring the extra $30 for the extra legroom on JetBlue for him?
That's right.
I hope so. I had just recently learned about on the two-way deals, he has 45 days that he can spend with the NBA team, but days don't count if you hold him out of practice. And is it no film, no practice? What exactly are the rules that govern that?
We probably have to make these a little bit easier, but like he was here for rehab and he could not be in a film session. There was one home game where he came back to watch and he had to sit in a ticket seat. You know, like there's just some things that, you know, by the letter of the law, you have to make sure that you cross all your T's and dot all your I's to make sure he doesn't use it then. Because we do need to save these days. We're thin at the five. And we're really thin with Robert Williams and Poirier out now for an extended period of time. So we may use more of those days in this window than we probably would have projected to.
Interesting. That's an interesting rule. It seems sort of counterproductive in some ways in terms of developing a player.
I agree with that.
Yeah. All right, Coach. Well, right, great Coach. Talking to you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you. And we'll be talking to you again soon.
Talk to you after the new year.
All right, guys. Have a happy holiday. We'll
all right. See thanks, you, Coach. Brad. Brad Stevens on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Celtics are coming off a five-day break.
First, our introduction.
Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, guys, listen, give me a couple extra seconds, and that is so true, it's not even funny. Hey, listen, I just want one quick thing. Listen, I love that Pink Floyd, the music you guys play. Can you play more of that, please, instead of the 80s and 90s trash? I'd appreciate that. That would be great. You know?
I second that.
Yeah, so thank you, Zoll. I appreciate that.
I've tried, man.
Hardy's got some pull in that department.
Yeah, he needs steps.
Yeah, Hardy, but Hardy thinks the friggin' Who's better than the Beatles, so I don't even trust his word.
Let's start playing the Beatles. Let's play music from 50 years ago for the rejoin.
What?
Should we do that?
I'm so who's better?
Right, go get Hardy. Get it.
Who's better
than the Beatles? Who? No one.
Okay, then anyway, just go listen to the Beatles all day.
You already did this. You already played this one today. The time is right. The business is now. My mouth is crooked. I sing like this. Have some toast and jam on the Christmas tree. And some hollow bloat. Let her see the queen. Get her a gift. Stuff her stocking. Go walking Abbey Road. This is simply having...
No, you're not. The choir of children ain't singing nothing. I've never seen a choir of children, Sam. We're so happy. That happened. You've been to school concerts. They're miserable.
The choir of children.
This is where the song goes to hell. Right here.
It was good up until this point.
It was good. It was good.
Then ding dong, ding dong. We all say ding dong in Europe. Yep. There we go. In London. London fog.
Re-rack it, Jim. From the top.
Don't, Jim. Don't ever play that one again until Christmas.
Jeez. Watching Big Ben, the double-decker bus.
Yeah, because he normally drops that one June, July.
Some bangles and
you're
mash.
Right. Please don't play it again until next Christmas, Jim.
That makes my head hurt, that one.
Other great moments from the year coming up in takeaways.
Whoa, that's good.
In about 10 minutes.
Oh, good. Nice.
Okay.
All right.
Some other best of material.
That's good.
From the year.
Some of it rather recent that I had already forgotten about.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, then.
Are there good ones?
Yeah, I think so. The people liked it. I wasn't sure about it, but the one in particular, the people loved it.
The people.
The people.
617-779-0985. Zoe, we got a couple of lines here that are still buzzing.
Right. Let's take one up. See what we got here.
Cliff and Rob?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, the phones just froze.
Hold what?
On. All right, go.
Cliff and Rob Coffee Shop, what are you calling for?
I'm calling for the Patriot tickets.
All right, you got to answer the trivia question. What's track one on the REM Document album? We just played it a little while ago.
Losing My Religion?
Oh, Finest Work Song is the correct answer. Try again next time.
Sure wasn't Losing My Religion. It never gets off.
Using my Ready? Religion.
Yeah.
Hello?
Cliff and Rob,
tickets gone?
Yeah, Cliff and Rob Coffee Shop. If you can answer the trivia question, they might be yours.
What are they?
What is Cliff's real name?
I have no idea.
Scott Landry. Come on. You see him in shop class every day. That's Scott Landry.
Cliff and Rob's Coffee Shop. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. That caller knew better. Cliff and Rob's Coffee Shop. Hello?
Yeah, my number 10?
Maybe. Let me ask you a question first. According to the hoodoo gurus, what does Mars need?
What does Mars need?
Yes. The planet Mars.
Water.
Guitars! Mars need guitars!
Come on!
Water.
You blew it! Gas you, sir.
They just keep going. Oh, big dummies.
The tickets are still there. I mean,
now the regular lines are ringing too.
No, they're not. So you can't lie.
No.
Cliff and Rob's Coffee Shop. Hello.
Hey. Is that the right caller?
Well, that all depends. Let's switch it up. We'll do a little recent movie trivia. Who is the actor that hits on Ferris Bueller's sister at the end of the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Oh,
that's a gettable one, Hardy. Be careful.
Was it Cameron?
It's Charlie Sheen.
That's right.
It's Charlie Sheen.
In the jail.
All I said was it depends. And if you got it right, and I said, well, that's all right. We already gave the tickets away anyway.
No, it's fine.
He didn't know.
It's
fine. He didn't know.
Do another one.
they're not still calling.
Yeah, so look at
the lines. They're so stupid.
I can't show you the screen.
You people are so stupid.
What?
Oh, my God.
I'm just calling the wrong number. They're not stupid. They're just calling the wrong number.
You have it over there, Zach?
Hello? No, I'm froze, too.
Yeah, that didn't work. Here.
All right.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, yeah. Are you caller number 10?
Watch your mouth.
That didn't work. Cliff and Rob's Coffee Shop. Hello.
Oh, what's up? Am I caller 10?
It all depends. We're going to do a little.
I'm tricking people.
Yeah, we're going to. No, we're doing a little in-school trivia here. Who got their ass beat by Paul Pozo at the bus stop last Tuesday?
Paul Pozo at the bus stop last Tuesday?
Sean Fast. Sean Fast. I tell you what, though, he kept getting up and coming for more to the point where Paul Pozo just ran away. It's like the guy won't stay down. He's like a cyborg.
Animal.
Everybody knew about that.
Hello?
There are literally 10 lines of this.
Hello?
We're not doing anymore.
Hi. Cliff and Rob Coffee Shop.
So picked it up.
Hello? It's frozen.
This is
again.
Good. You should run the phones from now on. So, you want me to hit one more time? One more time?
I got. Hello? Hi. Cliff and Rob's Coffee Shop.
Hello?
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We have some trivia questions you need to play first.
All right.
All right, if you order a pizza tonight, Rob might be your delivery boy. If you order from what establishment?
One more time.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Mm.
The what?
Hi, Rob's Coffee Shop.
Is he cute?
That was a train wreck.
Joe Angela's Pizza and Deli was the right answer. Right there on Auburn Road in Auburn Heights.
Mikey, let him in. Let him in, Mikey.
Thank you for trying. Tickets are gone. Today's takeaways are coming up next.
Good. Keep calling after two.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give it to me.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand. Give it to me. On 98.5.
Give it to me.
The Sports
Give it to me.
That sweet, funky stuff. All right. Today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Setting up that consultation to start losing weight there and get healthy, it'll be a great gift to you. It's like the Jelly of the Month Club. It's a gift that keeps on giving year-round, Clark. And your loved ones will also love it. You can fly them all in for the christening of it. Awaken180weightloss.com.
Okay. Let's get to today's takeaways as we sit here and still
take it away.
Debate flashlights off the air. Let's get to something from today's show first. Let's do that, Jim.
Give me your money.
Let it be.
Hate me just
years from now.
Give me some money at Christmas time.
Perhaps we'll see.
I'll
see the days
of glory.
See Christmas.
What's that Pokes thing again?
That's beautiful. Really beautiful what you guys are able to do there.
The Poke thing. It's like a drill sergeant. Like the Marines. Hair of horror. Chris Bars.
Hair.
Power. Hey, Pyle. Do you believe in the Virgin Mary? Sobol. Do you believe in
How do you get from the Pogues to the drill sergeant?
Because he's like, hair, heart, like hair, heart, hair, left, right, heart,
left, heart. You're bouncing.
We're not saying words, but hair, make noise, hair. Like, that sounds like. I didn't understand one word the damn guy said. You're not Irish, so you don't care.
I'm half Irish.
Some people get pissed.
Just the good half. Just the good half, my friend.
Oh, I didn't know that. Sorry.
You're not Irish.
I know you
only half.
I know you don't like
only
them,
50%. Thanks though.
Yeah, fighting Irish in Notre Dame.
Okay, let's get to some things from the previous year.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, this is a
look back. These are some of the best stuff. Jim has not told me what they are. We're just gonna play
some of the stuff we played during takeaways.
Okay. Want to know what the home team's record is in a game 6 in the NHL?
What is it?
Home team's record. 222 and 193 That is a 535 win percentage. 535. Games that go to overtime in a game six, they actually have a losing record at home.
Yeah.
37.
Welcome to hockey.
And 47. 440 winning percentage.
And teams that take control of a series after winning game five when it's tied up 2-2 have a 78% chance to go on and win that series.
And that's when it's an elimination situation, 118 and 129 all time. 222, 193, 535, 37, 47.
29, 109, 319.
78% chance. Boy, can we confuse an audience?
That's why we don't do numbers and percentages.
That's typically why we stay away from that stuff.
Right.
One number. If we can find one and just stick with that, fine.
We try and support stuff with numbers and it gets more confusing. It's like Felger and Mass giveaway. Like, they try and do a contest and it just blows up.
No, it's a bad idea.
It is.
All right.
Horrible idea.
We learned our lesson.
That's a lesson. I don't think we've done that since.
No.
The next one's from Friday, November 1st.
Oh, what?
Remember October 31st?
Last month?
October 31st, we do the Monster Mash headlines.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
On October 1st, we did another headline.
Yes, of course.
You ready?
Hey.
Sundown.
Beetle, hey. You're going to lead us off.
I think so.
You ready?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to Quincy Jones this thing. You ready?
Here we go.
Well, the Niners beat the Cardinals last night by 3. Thanks to some pound passes thrown by Jimmy G. He threw 4 touchdowns 4 times in the game. 2-4 different receivers don't have time for their names.
Ready, Zo?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Zo was awesome in this.
Well, the Knicks play the Celtics at the Garden tonight. Tanner might be playing if he's feeling all right. Game time at 7:30. The call from Cedric Maxwell and the Sean Brandon. It felt good. Headlines are brought to you by the 99. Visit one today or you can order online. 99, you'll get a great meal. 99 restaurants, always the real deal.
Kinda nailed it.
Yeah, sorta.
Felt good. We nailed it.
We did not nail that.
The practices were
we
awful.
Did not nail that.
Considering how bad the practices were, offbeat.
Yeah.
And Hardy's like, no. You say it here.
The people liked it, though.
Hardy
the
was so
reviews
angry.
Were overwhelmingly positive.
They were.
Our own personal reviews were, that wasn't so good.
You guys just loved that downbeat, and I couldn't get you off the downbeat.
I know.
Not on the one. Not on the one. Pulled it off, though.
Got a great one on broken jaws after the Chara thing.
Oh, okay.
We'll play that tomorrow. When we're at Warrior, it fits.
Oh, perfect.
I don't remember.
Bundle up,
Warrior.
Bundle up.
Oh, why did you have to say that?
Did you imagine Felger there, like in the cold?
Passive aggressive way of reminding you guys you're at Warrior tomorrow.
Just don't forget the space heater, Beetle. Please.
I have it in the truck.
Okay,
still.
I left mine in there too.
I'm gonna bring a football tomorrow. We'll toss the rock
around. All right. Okay.
Maybe on the ice.
We'll do that tomorrow. What do we got, Wagner tomorrow again?
Hopefully.
Wags?
I want Wags.
We'll find out.
I want Wags. Bruins, give us Wags tomorrow.
Don't make it keep Krug. We want Wagner.
I'll take Krug. Then.
Krug's gotten real buttoned up in the last couple of years. Shaughnessy and Wags.
All right.
Tomorrow at Warrior.
See you there.
Have a great afternoon. Bye.
Bundle up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.